2 years after the start of the investigation, it is over. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and related matters. That is how Attorney General William Barr put it in a statement this afternoon. And this is how President Trump previewed this moment just a couple of days ago.
Let it come out. Let people see it. That's up to the Attorney General. We have a very good Attorney General. He's a very highly respected man. And we'll see what happens. But it's sort of interesting that a man out of the blue just writes a report. I got 306 electoral votes against 223. That's a tremendous victory.
It has been quite a ride these past 2 years. I'm joined now by Seth Hetena, investigative reporter and author of Trump Russia, A Definitive History. Seth, your reaction to the news?
Well, frankly, I'm surprised the report came out when it did, because as I see it, there are still some loose ends here. There are still witnesses like Rick Gates, Manafort's right-hand man, who's still cooperating with ongoing investigations. There's a mystery company out there that is being subpoenaed by Mueller's team, a foreign company that we don't even know the name of yet. And some of Roger Stone's associates are fighting off subpoenas. So there's a lot of loose ends, but I guess, you know, we're here. So we have to try to figure out what we can from what we know.
Yeah. And what do those loose ends and those characters you just mentioned, what kind of big unknowns do they all kind of point to that you hope this report is going to answer?
Well, you know, that's the million-dollar question. What is this report going to answer? You know, the obvious, you know, the question that Robert Mueller was assigned to find out is the thing we all want to know, which is, was there collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia during the election? You know, the Russian company, I should say the mystery company, which may be Russian or may not, but that may get us closer to that. But, you know, we're just kind of speculating here, so it's hard to say.
What would it take to prove collusion at this point?
Well, proving collusion is one thing. You know, that's the tricky thing here is that, you know, Robert Mueller may have declined to prosecute people because he couldn't prove collusion. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, that means there was insufficient evidence to establish that collusion existed. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means he didn't have evidence of it. You know, what we've seen already is that the Russians were reaching deep into this political campaign at low levels, like George Papadopoulos, the so-called coffee boy, at higher levels through, you know, possibly through Paul Manafort, but through the NRA at multiple levels, the Russians were trying to get in. And Don Jr. Famously at least showed a willingness to collude. So, you know, what I want to stress is that, you know, we're all breathlessly waiting for this report, but we shouldn't disregard what we already know about Trump and about Russia.
The indictments over the past 2 years have delivered a lot of information. I mean, are you expecting any surprises at this point?
Well, I'm most interested in seeing what he had to say about who he declined to prosecute. You know, who was on that list of the declinations, and what are the reasons for the declinations? You know, is Don Jr. on that list? Is Donald Trump on that list? That's the questions I want to see answered.
Yeah, and ultimately the big question is whether the president committed any crimes. Will that be answered, do you think?
Well, you know, it may be. I hope it will. I think he's going to have to explain why he was, at the very least, why he was trying to interview the president. And you know what it's the response. The ball is now in Congress's hands. That if there was evidence that wasn't sufficient to prosecute, but there was evidence that that Trump did have some, you know, some strange dealings with the Russians, that Congress should has to take that ball and now run with it and take it wherever it leads.
Well, safe to say a lot of people are having awkward conversations tonight about a report that nobody's seen yet. Well, one person's seen. Can we just get a little bit philosophical? Because for you, Seth, the Russia-Trump timeline goes back not to 2016, but to 1989 in New York City. We've just got like half a minute here. Is this the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning?
I think it's the end of a long relationship that began in the 1980s and just deepened and developed over time. And, you know, began as apartment sales, moved into development deals for some of Trump's buildings, and then moved into his political campaign. So I see it as a long arc that is bending possibly towards Donald Trump's impeachment. We'll have to see.
Seth Hetena, investigative reporter and author of Trump Russia. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.